Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo. Breaking
up. Share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They
want it. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
They
want
it.
Well, good evening out there. It is Think Thursday. T-H-I-N-K. We have to think about a lot of things, you know, sometimes with its technology and stuff going on, you know, we have some dilemmas out here. But this evening, hopefully we can have joined with us Ms. Hans Johnson, president of the EAPD, and that's the East Area Progressive Democrats, you know. We care over here. Hopefully, we're having some technical difficulties. If not, if he can't get in, he will be back with us. I'm hoping that everything works out. But I'd like to state this evening, you know, there was a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King, and he said that when we stop speaking, okay, all things end. Speak out on all things that matter. Okay, and the East Area Progressive Democrats is an organization that is over 1,000 members strong, okay, the largest in California. They have various priorities. They include gender, race, justice, police reform, environmental protection, fighting pollution, high quality public education and accountability for charter schools, immigrants' rights, housing, the family, separation of church and state, voting rights, animal welfare, complete street and community-oriented policies. This is an organization that you want to become a part of. I'm a proud member. I'm so glad to be a member of the EAPD. Let me tell you, they endorse your candidates out there, but I tell you, they're going to research you down. When you get an endorsement from the EAPD, you're stating that you're going to do the right thing. But if a candidate or an elected official gets in office and don't do what they say they're going to do, you're going to meet the sword of that EAPD, and they do know how to will it. They believe in correct democracy. And before we bring Mr. Johnson on, I just want to let you know this and have you keep this in mind, because, see, change agents become change makers, and the EAPD is the change maker. Listen.
I was born by the river,
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
I just wanted to play a little bit of that for you, because when you connect in with the EAPD, they have you functioning at your highest potential. We have Mr. Hans Johnson on the line with us, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. Hans, welcome in. Thank you. I know you are busy crazy, but we love you because you will take out time and come and care and share with us and let us know what's up from education, because it's about the correct democracy here. All of this disinformation that's out here, and we know things have been done too correct, but you are the one that gets the job done. Hans, welcome in, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. It's great to hear Sam Cooke, and it's great to hear your voice here on a time when we are watching the ridiculous and wretched invasion of a democracy halfway around the world by a thuggish dictator in Russia. Our work to fight disinformation here on the home front and to stand up for democracy against the forces that are seeking to decay and degrade it is all the more dramatized by the horror of the invasion that we're beholding in Ukraine right now. And I'm very honored to be with you tonight and to help bring a little more democracy home here for listeners in Los Angeles.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to have you come on. I know I don't even know where to begin. There is so many things that are happening, you know, endorsements, Rosia, anyone that is in under your mentorship, they're going to function at their highest potential, okay? And again, I'd just like to say I'm so glad to be a member of the EAPD.
Well, thank you. Well, right now, we're in the we're in the midst of voting on our endorsements right now, and I think you may have cast your ballot. I hope
I hope you got your ballot in. My ballot, you should have had it in the mail. If not, I'm going to have to get on my skateboard and bring it to you. You know, I put it in the envelope. I looked at all of the information, and I took care of that.
Excellent. Well, we are now in the midst of voting by mail in our first round of endorsements for 2022. We are going to have a second round of voting, which is mainly candidates for Superior Court, but several other contests. But the issue that I think is exciting for many EAPD members right now, especially as we talk about local democracy and as we talk about how to make how to restore public trust in our local democracy here in Los Angeles, is our school board contest in Board District 2 that stretches all the way from the east side neighborhoods of El Sereno and Lincoln Heights and Boyle Heights and East L.A. All the way through Echo Park, south of Sunset and Silver Lake, south of Sunset Boulevard, up through Highland Park, Cypress Park, Los Feliz, and historic Filipino Town, and part of Koreatown are in Board District 2. And this is a pivotal seat because we've had in that role for the last 16 years a pro-charter school candidate in Monica Garcia, who has really diverted and siphoned off resources to a series of charter schools. She made it very plain early in her tenure that she backed privatization of schools and was willing to hand over control of the schools to even further aggressive privatization by former Mayor Antonia Villaraigosa. She also, of course, was a very close ally and gained the seat at the behest and support of José Huízar, who is now facing trial in October for a massive corruption and racketeering scheme that has cast a shadow over her tenure even more than her own actions in routing public resources to so many unaccountable charter schools has done. This is a chance to turn the page on those 16 years in this core district that includes so many diverse communities, so many immigrant families, and so many teachers and retired teachers who make Board District 2 their home. So this is an opportunity to elect a new board member who is much more focused on bringing resources into our public schools, in creating neighborhood schools that are hubs of their communities with a whole range of services and programs, activities that are community-facing, in addition to providing excellent education in the classrooms for their students. The vision of thriving neighborhood schools is one that Rocio Rivas, Dr. Rocio Rivas, as we'd like to call her, because she's earned her PhD from Columbia University, is ready to bring to the school board. And why it's so important is not just that we have a fresh leader who has come up through community service and is now working in the board member office of Jackie Goldberg, the perhaps the best mentor in educational policy and real devoted public service for communities, especially those that face struggles in overcoming inequities and accessing excellent public school resources and opportunities. Jackie understands that, and Jackie has been a great mentor now for 3 years for Dr. Rivas. And one of the reasons why this is such an important contest, you know, this week a couple of our members noted this may be the most important election in California in 2022, is this difference-making, pivotal seat on the school board. Why? Because the unaccountable charter schools have developed a pipeline of money that they spend on our school board contests. And you know, they've been able to win 4 of the 7 seats on the school board. And to continue shunting money into unaccountable charter schools that saturate so many of our neighborhoods, including in District 2. So Rocio's victory in the June 7th election would tip that balance on the board back to a 4-3 majority for advocates for investment in our public schools, not just in that small sliver of charter schools. And it would be a huge game changer when it comes to where we put our resources, investing in teachers, classrooms, education professionals, resources like counselors, nurses, library aides, greening up the school campuses, safe routes to school. That would be a priority for Dr. Rivas instead of the rather misguided priorities of parceling money out to operators of charter schools that unfortunately have fallen short on some of the achievement and certainly on the transparency and accountability goals. You know, we've had trials of several charter school operators, including the horrific story of the Celerity Charter Schools that was spending district dollars for buying buildings in Ohio and other places and funding vacations and slush funds for their management, one of whom is now in jail. So we have seen the downsides of this awful experiment in co-locations and privatization of schools, the most fundamental service that our democracy invests in and should invest more in and depends on. And that's why getting Dr. Rivas elected in Board District 2 would be such a pivotal win for public education and for all of the communities here and the families who want public schools to operate well for them and for all of their neighbors.
Well, Dr. Rivas, I know her. Her beautiful smile has been there since day one. her sincerity, her focus, and of course she's EAPD, so she has no other choice. She has got to get in that seat. So you know how we work over here.
You know,
yes,
she would be the first parent on our school board. You know, it's hard to believe, but representation by parents is missing from our current board, and she's the proud mother of a 11-year-old now, really thriving and excelling in his public school here in Los Angeles. And it would be so so important to gain that representation on the school board, especially the work that she's done as a school site leader and as a parent advocate in schools in Highland Park and elsewhere. So this is really the best of leaders that we have a chance to elect: a PhD in education, a parent, someone really skilled in education policy, and so well mentored by an incumbent board member who is deeply respected, if not revered, by many Angelenos, Jackie Goldberg, for her decades of investment as a teacher and in improving the caliber of instruction throughout our school district.
Yes, Hans, you know, well, you know I'm all in. So now when is this election? When is this happening for Rocia?
Well, the primary election is June 7th. And just to give a recap on some of the rules that govern our elections here, you know, if a candidate gets 50% plus one vote in the primary election at the municipal level, whether that's city council or school board or county offices, they win that seat outright. And there doesn't need to be a runoff, which would be on November 8th this year. So it's June 7th is the primary, November 8th is the runoff. And it's very exciting because in addition to the endorsement of our club, Dr. Rivas has earned the endorsement of the United Teachers Los Angeles, UTLA, which is very important nod in a school board contest, as well as our sister Democratic Club, Democrats for Neighborhood Action, and a whole host of community leaders throughout the 2nd District. But we're very pleased that someone of her stature and training and proven community service has stepped forward to run for this open seat and to be a difference maker on our school board when we really need it.
You definitely need it. And when you say never have had a parent, that is so crazy to me. How can you make decisions and talk about it? You know, Hans, I, you know, always have ran from that type of stuff. But when I met you, I could no longer escape. But it working, you know, as a teacher before and into the early childhood, you know, parents make the parents rule, okay? They make the rule. So I don't know, because I'm not involved in it now, but how did that happen? How can you have a board that's why it gets all turned around. That's why the money.
Well, it's about current. I guess I should be clear. It's about current parents of current LAUSD students. You know, people often run for the school board after their kids finish school, or even after they are finished with any post K-12 education that they may go through in college or graduate school. It's often at a more senior stage that people consider or even run for and win school board seats. Or it's people who are not raising kids. It's childless professionals or adults who may have the bandwidth to run for school board. So having her as the sole current parent of a current LAUSD student is would be a distinction for this board. It has some great teachers and it has some great parents on it, but not of current LAUSD students. She would be a breakthrough in that regard.
Well, you know, I'm going to be putting my little flyers out there, and that's why I needed to know, because she has a seat. You know how I feel. The one that deserves it is going to get it. And that's the way my energy is going to flow. But she would be the one to be in there. But I know that anyone that the YPD endorses, they're the ones. Because you are just about the correct way of doing things, and we want to have a correct way. I'm so proud to be a member. You don't see me a lot, but I'm here because of the event, you know, and my time frame.
Yeah.
But I'm with Rocia 100%, so I'm so glad that you gave me, because I'll plug it out. It's not happening until June, but by the time June gets here, that name will be coming to them in their dream, okay?
Well, you know, we do need volunteer power, because, you know, one thing that is important for folks to know is how much spending gets infused in our school board elections by a pipeline of charter school promoters, some mega billionaires like the Walton family, owners of Walmart, like Reed Hastings, the owner of Netflix, severely underpaying in their federal taxes, but piping millions into campaigns for charter school candidates and others around the country, including here. Mm. And in the race for school board in 2020 in Board District 3, do you know that the charter school independent expenditures outspent the incumbent board member, Scott Schmarrelson, along with the candidate facing him, by a margin of more than 6-1 in that contest? And we were able to win anyway for a great proven teacher, administrator, and first-term board member, Scott Schmarrelson. We were able to win anyway because of the volunteer muscle that we brought to contacting voters and making sure that the active voters of District 3 knew what Scott stood for and knew the deception that his opponent was perpetrating on the district in her promotion and in what the charter school operators were doing. They even resorted to an anti-Semitic smear in a few of their mailings in the primary election. And we were very adamant in reminding voters about that, especially as we were dealing in the shadow of Trump and Trumpism in that election. We reminded voters that that's what the charter school promoters would resort to, is that kind of filthy language, playing on bigotry and playing on division, the same as we were facing so blatantly from the Trump administration. And, you know, that's a linkage that has been slow to be made in the minds of some Californians, but we are determined to make sure that people see the connections and that we ring the bell of warning about how privatization and disinvestment of our from our public schools, giving a pass to discrimination, counseling out of students, non-transparent spending practices by charter school operators, that really is a corrosion of democracy, and it undercuts what we want and need in public schools that are accountable to us and that have the most resources possible for the best classroom learning. So we are making that connection, but unfortunately we have to fight uphill in our school board races too often against huge amounts of lucre pumped in by promoters of charter schools just to elect candidates who will be toadies for that agenda.
Well, we better gather up all these little tennis shoe and joggers, and you know me, I like to hit those classrooms and get those the students that are interested in civic engagement, and I'm glad I'm getting the information. Got to get that team out there and get that voice out there. It's about the voice to get that wins the vote. And the education that's out there to do it. And of course, you know, I like to put it in the face. I'll use this story. Remember when you guys got a hold of me and I had to run for the assembly? I did not have a lemonade stand. I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I could work. I knew I could work that social media, and it was surprising to me. I did not win that seat, but I won because I was in it. and I wasn't too far behind them, and I was still trying to figure out how I did it. So I learned, you know, the importance of, just like you say, getting out there, getting the word out, giving the education. It's about being educated about it, to understand that most people go for the need, or they go for the money. No, you move on the need. When persons ask me, what do you do? I say, what do you need? Okay? Because that saves me. I don't have time to try to figure out, but I will say this. Rosia is in that seat, okay? And I'm getting ready to gather up the troops. Oh, yeah. I'm on
part of what we have to do, Linda, is give people information about voting complete ballots. You know, especially in an election like this one, where Donald Trump is not on the ballot, even as forces of intolerance and promoters of the dreaded insurrection against the peaceful transfer of power last January are on the ballot, we have an obligation this election to show for people that our core values really are at stake in whom we choose on our primary ballot. And especially here in Los Angeles, that means who is the more prepared, more aligned, more responsive Democrat. It is really a question about how high quality, do you want a high quality Democrat, or do you want someone who is aligned with forces adverse to our core values, whether it's the environment, whether it's privatization of schools, or whether it is on things like corruption that we've seen rattle every level of our governance here locally, from school board, where Refford Rodriguez, the former board member from District 5, was indicted and left the board under a plea deal, where we've had three members of the City Council of Los Angeles facing criminal charges for involvement in racketeering, one of whom is still in jail as we speak, and whether it involved the investigation now ongoing involving Mark Ridley Thomas's quid pro quo deals on the Board of Supervisors that led to his criminal indictment in September and his removal from City Council just 1 month later in October, in part because of work that our club had to do to insist that these acts of violation of public integrity not be swept under the rug. It's not easy work to do because people too often like to look away. But, you know, we have to remind Angelenos and Americans more broadly, it's not about what incumbents feel or say they are entitled to. It's about our entitlement to honest representation that is squarely focused on our needs, not on lining their own pockets or on side deals benefit them, their families, or their cronies or favor seekers before them. We have to assert the public interest in honest governance and representation that is fully and squarely devoted to advancing our needs and priorities. And when people go astray, they need to be checked on it, and they need to be called out and taken out from their positions when they stray from their oath and from the rule of law when it comes to benefiting themselves instead of doing their job and putting people first. So we've had a lot of work to do, and part of what is on the ballot this election is restoring public integrity locally and making sure that we communicate with people the full range of options they have, not just one or two, but giving people a full docket of vetted candidates, you know, people whom we have kicked the tires for and can recommend strongly based on the votes of our members and recommendations of our officers for their voting choice.
Well, Hans, you know I'm over here writing, listening, and smiling, okay, because it's going to be done. It's the EAPD. I told persons, they're going to do it right, okay? If you don't do the right thing, you're out of there. Like you said, checked on, called out, and taken out, okay, because it is about restoring that public integrity. It's just the way it has to be. That's the way you operate. And I tell them, oh, yeah, you do not want to meet that sword. See, they can wield that sword, and guess what? They know what you're in to grab so they don't get cut. So think about it. I love you, Hans. I love you.
Thank you, Linda.
I get so excited when I can get a few minutes of your time, and I'm so appreciative because I know how busy you are out there. But Rocia is in, so that gives me something to get busy about so I can hit my political classes. You know, before I met you, I did not really get involved. Well, I sort of liked it. It was like, oh, I don't like politicians. I said, no. And you said, no, we don't do that. If they don't do the correct thing, we take them out. Then that sparked my ear. I said, oh, this is the ones that get in behind you and make you do it correctly. It's about social justice and all of the things that I said that the priorities are, and there's many, many priorities, and I mentioned
them
before you came on, but it's all about the people. It's all about restoring public integrity back to the people because it's based on our need and not the public interest, and that's what we've been dealing with. So it's happening, but I am so glad to be a part of. I'm glad that you come on and let us know. You know, you educate us. You let us know what to look out for, what's expected. We appreciate that because people need to know.
Thank you, Linda. And people can find out more information at www.eapd.la, and you can even join the club there at the Become a Member link.
And we are open for the membership. And this, the voting, I have everything. Let me get this date right for the primaries, June 7th. And then it's coming in November 8th. But if she gets that 50% plus one, there's no problem with that. Well, I'm putting all my positivity toward Rocia because from day one, I will never forget her pleasantry, her interest, her focus, and her beautiful smile. And she is
and
the one.
And her sincerity. Yes.
Very sincere, very sincere in everything, you know. It's no fake there. It was no phony. It was all pure heart. And she's the one that should be up there in that seat. So that's where my focus is going, and I'm going to make sure that I can educate others to the best of my ability. And if I can, I know who to call and who to grab over for a town hall or whatever we need to do to make this happen. Hans, I love you. We love you here. This is Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. And, you know, not sounding crazy, but they're here to check on, call out, or take out if you do not take care of the public. I like that. I'm going to be using that, okay, if I may.
Thank you, Linda.
Check on, call out, and take out. And to understand us, the citizens, we are the ones. It's about our needs, not lining up the pockets of others, okay? And just do your research. You know, get involved. Get involved. And I'm going to ask you to come into this club because if you want to understand the real deal and see how it's done, jump in. There's many, many clubs out here, but we are the largest. We're the strongest, and we're the most persuasive because we have Hans Johnson. Hans, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Until next time, Linda, thanks again.
Thank you, Hans. Have a wonderful evening. Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. You can contact him, www.eapd.la. Hans Johnson, president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. You know, we say we're not political here, but we all political here, okay? You better be political on yourself. You said that. We love you.
Material world, don't see the length of change, finding love. Mm-hmm.
listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and we have the president of the EAPD East Area Progressive Democrats with us, Hans Johnson. That is a club that you do want to get involved in because they like to make democracy work the correct way. Many, many topics, many, many subjects. Now, tomorrow, we're not going to find it out on Friday. We have a big event that we have to do over the weekend, and it's mandatory to participate in this. But we're going to bring that information back to you on Mindful Monday and share with you everything that went on. So have a wonderful weekend. We love you. Thank you for being here with us.
You can do it. all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.